producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, well, that would be me, Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to let you know, if you want to jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, interacts with the page sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is, what would you think if I asked you to fund my mission to teach Spanish in Mexico? But before that, we're also going to be talking about the first half hour. You're meeting with the founding forefathers to explain what has happened to America. What do you say to them? So we're going to hit two different topics. We're going to hit them as quick as possible because, again, folks, with that short hour that we have, goes by so quick. But before we do that, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighting the news across America today. Again, folks, David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. What is he saying? Well, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And what we need to do is have the knowledge is to understand how to deal with the issues at hand so we can have our country back. And it's not difficult, friends, in the sense of finding out what we ought to do. It's just the issue of, are we willing to do it when we have the knowledge of knowing how to do just that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You ready for this? Double standard. Woman gets 9 to 20 years for suffocating newborn son. If she had just gone to Planned Parenthood, it would have cost her under $500. Isn't that interesting? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Double standard. Woman gets 9 to 20 years for suffocating newborn son. If she had gone to Planned Parenthood, it would have cost her just under $500. That reminds me of a girl named Nicole Breakoff. Sometime back in St. Paul, I remember she stabbed her baby 135 times on a laundry room floor. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, who taught her to do that? Who taught her that that would be okay? Because we know that God said, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20. That's the sixth commandment. And we also know in Proverbs 6, verse 17, that God hates hands that shed innocent blood and life for life. Who taught her that it would be okay to stab her baby 135 times? During sentencing, by the way, this judge understood her position here in the state of Minnesota because she committed the murder in St. Paul, Minnesota. She actually sentenced her to life. Yes, she sentenced her to life because it is life for life. Remember, blow for blow, wound for wound, so on and so forth, eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, and burn for burn, life for life. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But it was interesting that she was told, Nicole Beecroft, after she stabbed her baby 135 times, that that's all she had to do is go to the doctor, which in many cases, friends, are the aborters, the murderers, those that kill the innocent in the womb. That's all she was told to do is just go to the hospital where they actually commit the act of abortion and drop the baby off. That's it. And have the baby aborted because the doctor would have been paid to do the same exact thing that Nicole Beecroft did, and she got life for it. Rightfully so. And folks, I'm not vindicating any situation here. We're showing you the double standard. And we're also showing you the confusion to face, and we're showing you the stupidity of the American people to tolerate this in the first place. Isn't it interesting that the Supreme Court, if you were to kill someone, it's a crime. Of course it's a crime. And it's interesting that you can go to an abortion clinic anywhere in this country where they're at. Folks, they're being closed down in droves across this country because the younger generation is standing up. Amen. Hallelujah. And interestingly enough, the bottom line here, friends, is that if the American people would just take the time and open their eyes and open their ears. Because the Supreme Court says, listen, if you go to an abortion doctor and pay them, everything's good. But if you commit the act of murder and a woman's pregnant, and you kill the pregnant woman and the baby inside of the pregnant woman, that's called double homicide. Folks, when are we going to get this straight? I'm just curious. When are the American people going to get this straight? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. I want to take you a step further. Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. You know the guy that brought all those videos out where Planned Parenthood is self-incriminating themselves? You know, while they're eating salad and drinking wine on video? And nobody put words in their mouth? Isn't it interesting, as they were self-incriminating themselves, friends, in the sense of selling baby parts? Well, 10 videos came out, and interestingly enough, Troy Newman happens to be one of my friends. He's the guy that gets the job done, by the way. But he just sent out a newsflash that Planned Parenthood wants to see Troy Newman in Operation Rescue in prison for 20 years for exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood. See, do you understand what John Owens meant? Either sin be killing you or you be killing sin. There is no lukewarm place. You're beginning to see the crimes of this administration for who they really are. But folks, if you didn't figure that out 7 years ago, listen, it's going to get more extreme. It will. Things are not going to get better. We have the Department of Injustice now, Loretta Lynch, going after, filing a lawsuit against Troy Newman for exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes against the innocent in the womb. Folks, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us in the book of Exodus that the more they afflicted the children of Israel — Israel means God's fighter, his church, not demographic, friends. We're not talking about just the land of Israel. We're talking about his people, his Christians. That is Israel, the church. The more they afflicted them, the more they grew, the more they multiplied. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's happening here. And the American people are growing in droves. They're growing, they're swelling because of the cruelties of our enemy. And the enemy is scared to death that they want to send a signal to you that you better just shut your mouth, whistleblowers. And we've seen this from this administration since day one. We've seen this from the Bush administration. We've seen this from the Clinton administration. America, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. There is no in between. You're facing now a government that is pulling all masks off. They're showing you exactly who they are and what they intend to be. And they mean to rule over you. And what they're doing is attacking Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. And that's why they're attacking Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Because once they get one of them, well, then they can shut down the other one. But the bottom line is, once they take number 2, hey, folks, all of them are null and void, because now no longer do you have any power to stand against your enemies in any sense of the word. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to come back to that in just a couple minutes here. And I'm going to bring you over and ask you the question as to, well, what are you going to say to your forefathers? How are you going to explain to them as to why we are where we're at today? Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what's going on in your country today. Double standard: woman gets 9 to 20 years for suffocating newborn son. If she had just gone to Planned Parenthood, it would have cost her under $500. Now, folks, can you imagine the message sent across the country that if you kill, because that used to be the law in this country, and by the way, it still is, regardless of what some corrupt official wants to declare unto you. The bottom line is killing anybody, folks, it's life for life. That's why we have death penalty in the United States of America. I know some people don't agree with that until it becomes effective concerning their life or someone in their families. Then they want the death penalty, but not until then. It's interesting how that works. It's a law unto itself. But the bottom line here, friends, is during the turn of the century, if you were to commit the act of murder, you'd go to prison for 99 years or the death sentence would be pronounced upon you quickly. And, folks, there was no such thing as involuntary manslaughter. Either you did it or you didn't do it. Now you have attorneys making tons of money off the crimes of the wicked. And, again, the American people allot it, and that's why it takes place in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Australians arm themselves against Muslim invaders. Boy, it's interesting how we just kind of hit on the tip of everything, and then before you know it, a week or two or a year or a month or whatever the case is, all of a sudden it just kind of pops in here, doesn't it? But Australians, I'm sorry, Austrians arm themselves against Muslim invaders. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, against them. Them victims? German pastor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right after that article was posted this morning. German pastor, Muslim migrants are predatory hordes. They're the predators. Boy, what were we just talking about? German pastor comes forward, speaks to the world, and says the Muslim migrants are predatory hordes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to what this famous Watergate reporter has to say about Hillary's Benghazi lies. Folks, if you haven't taken the time to look at some of the footage of the mother of Jeffrey Smith, she was on MSNBC the other day, asked the question, and I believe that they pulled her out to showcase that she wasn't really all up for answering the questions the way that anybody in their, well, right state of mind, let's put it that way, would be, or how they would answer. But interestingly enough, she started to yell at the reporter asking the questions, talking about how come the U.S. government will not give me answers concerning my son who was killed over there in Benghazi. Listen to what this famous Watergate reporter has to say about Hillary's Benghazi lies. By the way, for those that did not know, Watergate was about a pedophile scandal. And again, I shared with you a couple weeks ago, folks, how that was through the state-controlled media. They diverted their attention from what it was really about, and they made it about an issue as to what was secondary to the crimes that were being committed concerning that time and Watergate. Interestingly enough, that'll be another show. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, The Calm Before the Storm was just posted this morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, liberals hate disenfranchisement, yet do it to the preborn. And now, folks, I get so tired. I can tell you I'm just rising up right now. I get so tired of hearing people complain about the problem when it's within our power to actually deal with the problems. But again, folks, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also keep in mind, in Isaiah 26, the Lord said that he would teach the inhabitants of the earth righteousness. How? By bringing public judgments upon them. And that's exactly what needs to happen. I prefer that it happen in this lifetime on the behalf of the innocent folks, rather than before they stand before God on Judgment Day. I think that we should hasten that appointment. What say you? By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Unprecedented floodings have hit the U.S. Within the last 30 days. Well, God did promise those things, and it's not something that man can stop. But we are seeing the hand of God in public judgments upon this country and others across the globe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com Economist magazine cover foreshadows a false flag event that will happen in November. They always want to try to get you off guard, friends. Keep that in mind. And you can't believe what the state-controlled media has to say. You can trust them no further than you can throw them, friends. Believe me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com ISIS in retreat of Russian attacks in Syria. U.S. accuses Russia of targeting civilians. Friends, keep in mind, there is no difference between Barack Hussein Obama and Mr. Vladimir Putin, okay, or any other communist nation. And folks, we just found again that Russia and China, folks, Americans are wondering why they're seeing Russian and Chinese ships and subs on the borders of America. I know I'm right on this one, friends, especially for the longtime listener. Don't forget about Russia and China. Your enemies are strongest when they're quietest, friends. And that's a Chinese proverb. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's going on here. They're diverting your attention by saying, this is your enemy, this is your enemy, this is your enemy, within, while they attack from without. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This was posted last night, but it's worthy of your attention. Man calls suicide hotline. The SWAT team responds, and then they kill him. Did you hear what I said? Man calls suicide hotline. The SWAT team shows up, responds, and they end up killing this individual. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now just think about that. The man calls for help. The SWAT team sent to kill the individual. I want you to think about that. What's becoming dangerous, friends? A call for help, and he's killed, he's taken out by the people that were supposed to be there to help him. That's what the hotline was for, was it not? Of course it was. And usually when people are asking for help, it means they don't really want to take themselves out. It means they're asking for help. And I'm speaking about what's going on in this country. I got one more for you. In Illinois, two Muslim truck drivers awarded $240,000 for refusing to deliver alcohol. Listen to this. In Illinois, two Muslim truck drivers awarded $240,000 for refusing to deliver alcohol. Did you know that alcohol was actually legal in the United States from 1776 to 1920, but it was made illegal by the 18th Amendment to the Constitution when prohibition was declared? So alcohol used to be illegal in this country. Just think how many people would be, well, they wouldn't be 6 feet under the ground. They wouldn't be drinking and driving, endangering and slaughtering families on the street. So when we do that, which God commands us not to do concerning these individuals, and I'm talking about the extremity friends, but isn't it interesting that when we obey God, by them thy servant is warned in Psalm 17, verse 11. And how true is it? But we allow the government to legalize something, and what do? They make a bureaucracy out of everything. They make a bureaucracy out of everything. Drugs are still illegal in this country. They're trying to normalize marijuana use. They're trying to legalize that which is illegal. You know, some people will say, Bradley, there's nothing wrong with smoking dope. Well, God created marijuana, really? Well, he created rocks too, but do you smoke them? People need to think. Look at the word pharmakia. And then go to the book of Revelations and do a little homework, would you? The Lord would have us be in our right mind, in the mind of Christ. And if we have the mind of Christ, rest assured Jesus wasn't going around, walking around, smoking dope with his disciples. And just keep in mind, when you're smoking dope, the dope's smoking you dope. It's also interesting, prostitution's illegal. Now they're trying to legalize prostitution. How many things have they legalized, or should I say, have made in the color? Looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but isn't law. How many things have they legalized only to make more money off the bureaucracy that they have created out of the crimes against humanity? Folks, I could go on and on. DARE program with drugs. I could go on and on and on and on with the crimes that are being committed and how you're being played like a deck of cards, America. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, two Muslim truck drivers awarded $240,000 for refusing to deliver alcohol. Well, you know what? More power to them, right? Because I'm not one that drinks. I'm not one that advocates those that drink. I'm not one that's going to stand and say, well, you know, Paul said it was okay to drink. Really? Is it okay for you to be inebriated, swazzled, drunk, slurring your words up and down? Is that what Paul meant? Can you imagine Paul doing that? Absolutely not. Many believe it was good wine. Well, some will say, well, I've done my homework, and you know, it wasn't good wine, man. It wasn't good wine. Man, it was a kind of get people drunk and they act accordingly, man. And I guess, you know, God ordains that. God condones that. He's all for you drinking booze every night. Or every once in a while. I mean, just as long as you commit a crime once in a while before God. I mean, that's okay, right? Wow. But I'm not one that advocates such things as boozing in any sense of the word, no matter what the case might be. But anyways, folks, let's jump over. Gonna bring up a couple points here really quick, and then I want to jump over to what my topic was going to be. And what would you think if I asked you to fund my mission to teach Spanish in Mexico? But before I get to that, I'm going to lay a couple questions to you. You're meeting with the founding forefathers to explain to them what has happened to America. What do you say? I'm just going to throw it at you for the next segment. After that, I'm going to go to Mexico. And then we're going to teach them Spanish. What do you think of that? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Some people are just trying to justify themselves right now. Well, Bradley, just drinking once in a while is okay. Well, folks, we're actually on a topic right now because we had some Muslims actually inherit $240,000 because they wouldn't deliver alcohol. And then I brought up the point of the fact that it was illegal according to the 18th Amendment. And talking of prohibition, and then look what happens when they legalize that which is illegal in the sight of God. Well, thousands and thousands of people are 6 feet under the ground today. Hundreds of thousands, millions are. Because there's a lot of money to be made off of alcohol. But my point is this. I know there are people out there that are trying to justify themselves, but the fact of the matter is when you look at the fact that there was a good wine and there was a fermented wine. I want to be clear about this. Some people believe that Paul, when he was speaking of wine, that you know it was good wine. It was non-fermented. And then you listen to those that actually drink in the body of Christ who justify themselves. They want to explain away the fact that, well, you know, it was legal in the sight of God because God said for stomach's sake. Yeah, okay, then if that was the case and it was fermented wine, then that would be for medicinal reasons, would it not? Because that's what Paul said. And if it's for medicinal reasons, that's a different there's a big difference between medicinal reasons and just taking it because you want to get a little bit of a buzz. Alcohol fermentation, also known as ethanol fermentation, is the anaerobic pathway carried out by yeast in which simple sugars are converted to the ethanol and carbon dioxide. And so, folks, what I'm saying here is there's a limitation on everything, correct? But how many people I've heard over and over and over again? They'll drink, they'll justify it, they'll say Paul did it, they'll say biblically it's fermented wine. But the reason they're drinking isn't because of medicinal reasons. I want to say this. 1 Corinthians 6:10 says this. It says that nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor drunkards, nor drunkards, nor drunkards shall inherit the kingdom of God. Shall inherit the kingdom of God. So you got to ask yourself, you got to lay your own candor, friends, as to why do you do it if you do it. Okay? Well, Bradley, just because you don't do it doesn't mean I don't have to do it. Well, I'm just saying, bring it forth into the light of Scripture and let it reflect upon your lifestyle and see if the Holy Ghost justifies what you do. Because there's so many people that justify it, and it sickens me to the core. Cool? Just wanted to highlight that and bring a little clarity as to what I was saying there. Folks, you're meeting with George Washington in 20 minutes, and he wants to know what has happened to his country. What will you say? Picture this. What if I told you that in 20 minutes you're going to be sitting at the table next to George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin, and by some miracle of God, they were going to come back to life for 1 hour to inquire of you and the state of their most beloved and cherished country that they left to us over 238 years ago? What would you say to them? It was left up to you to explain to them the state of our nation today and why we are in the state our country is in today. This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if they sacrificed, fought at so great a cost, and gave their lives in the service of, was it worth it? If the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our moral principles, and the Christian values this country was founded upon, I want you to think for a moment. It's going to be a really short segment, friends. You'd have to explain to them how 238 years later, this nation was not the same country that our founding forefathers gave unto us. You'd have to explain that to them. You'd have to explain to them the innocent murdered in the womb every day in this country. You'd have to explain to them how the American people allowed the government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb in 1973. And since then, 57 million babies have been murdered. You have to explain to the founding forefathers now that the Supreme Court injustices, because the American people didn't pull the curtain back behind those that were placed into position, who've never judged a case a day in their life, who are responsible for queerifying Harvard, who has a Christian motto, by the way, and how the American people sat back and allowed them to do the things that they do when it comes to the issue of redefining something that God defined, which it will never fly. You have to explain to our forefathers that the Supreme Court of the United States now says it's legal for men to marry men and women to marry women. You have to explain to them how that over 320 million people complain about the crimes of less than 535% concerning those representatives in their country. You'd have to explain to the forefathers how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole, and yet despite all of this, the pulpits in America for the most part remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. Read Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23. You'd have to tell them that drinking and gambling used to be illegal in this country, friends. Drinking used to be illegal in this country, friends. It still is. Lying is still illegal. Stealing is illegal. But the government can commit a Ponzi scheme. But if you do it, guess what happens? You get in a lot of trouble for doing the same thing that the government does. That's the definition of tyranny. Right? But going back to this, you have to tell our forefathers that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want as long as it feels good to you have become the status quo instead of love for God, country, your fellow man, and do it, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Luke 6:31. Reverse its definition. Reverse its meaning, friends. You'd have to convey to them that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical president and his administration who are willfully and knowingly destroying America. You'd have to bring up them. You'd have to basically bring them up to speed, friends, on the issues such as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, na 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 na, and much, much more. You'd have to explain to them how the federal government has their tentacles into nearly every portion of our lives, even to the point where if you want to go fishing your own lake outside your back door, you have to get a permit from the government to do what God ordained or permitted you to do in the first place through the rights that he's bestowed upon you. It's the same thing with the fire. If you want to you live out in the rural area in the United States of America, you actually have to go up to the store and give them $2 for a permit to go ahead and have a bonfire. Now the federal government even has you, just think about this, even has you asking for permission to own a gun. Which, by the way, the Second Amendment was established to guarantee a protection of that right. You have the very reason, folks, the very reason that you're armed in the first place is in case the government ever goes tyrannical. But you have the government, for some reason or other, already in the driver's seat by the fact that you have to ask them for permission to own a gun. You now have to ask for and receive the government's permission for getting a permit for nearly anything and everything that you want to do. From a car, folks, whatever the case, even if you want to go snowmobiling, you got to get a permit. You want to go ATVing, you got to get permits. You want to go hunting, you got to get a permit. Who gave you those rights, friends? The government or God? What do you think after telling them all this would be the look on their faces? Would it be sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts? Just keep in mind that they sacrificed so much for the things that we have today. How do you think they would respond? They'd probably think to themselves, was this the posterity that we fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let government control every angle of their lives because they wouldn't govern themselves? What would they be thinking after they heard all of this? Can you imagine, friends? The disgrace the American people have brought upon our forebears because of our immorality and unwillingness to fight the same battles that they had to fight is absolutely shameful. And after bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their head in shame. What a disgrace to them and their sacrifice. Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men and women who fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation ever since then, even to the present. Now, what would our founding forefathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality and all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? Would they have let things get so bad? Would they have tolerated these train of abuses for such a long period of time? Well, history answers that question quickly enough. The answer is absolutely not. Read the Declaration of Independence. So what is wrong with America today? What is wrong with America today? Well, the answer to the wrong, by writing the wrong, is this, is that she left her first love, namely Jesus Christ, Revelation 2:4, the rock of our salvation and the principles of Christianity, the foundation of our government, common law. So I ask you, will this sad little story be America's end? Is this how we will go down in history? As a cowardice group of individuals who stood back while lawlessness and tyranny overtook us? How do you think those countries that let such dictators as Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini rule and reign through their abominable and wicked acts look back on their history? They're ashamed of it, friends. Do some homework. But I want to let you know something, friends. The story is not finished. The American story is not finished. The book is not complete because we have an opportunity to change the final chapter. But that's up to you. What we need is the likes of Moses, David, Daniel, Deborah, Ruth, Esther, Elijah. We need John the Baptist and Paul's. America, I want to say this on a positive, and I want you to hear clearly. America needs you. America, America needs you. America needs you. How many people listen to me on a daily basis that have a call of God in their life? And they're being led to respond to the issues at hand, but they say, there's no possible way that I can do this. That's exactly right. That's a sure sign that it's the Holy Ghost leading you. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Because God will never give you anything that you can in your own power fulfill. So now what's your excuse, America? If not now, then when? And if not you, then who? When I come back, I'm going to ask you, what would you think of me if I went over to Mexico and wanted to teach them Spanish, but I asked you to support my ministry in doing so? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, have you noticed every message that I give, have you ever noticed the 90% law? The law condemns, okay? And then about 10% grace at the end of the show. Man, Bradley, you just keep driving it and driving it and driving it. But at the very end, you give us grace. That's exactly right. That is the proper method. 90% law, 10% grace. See, in America, we have it completely upside down on its head. They talk all about grace, false grace. And a mercy, a false mercy. And they bring forth no law. It's like telling a guy that has a sickness, hey, go to the doctor. The guy would say to him, well, what do I need to go to the doctor for? The great physician. You got a sickness, I bet. No, I don't got no sickness. There's nothing to tell me that I have a sickness. See, by the laws, the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. But when you bring forth the law and you show them their sins before a just and a holy God, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, again, Romans 3:20, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith, Galatians 3:24. Guess what? That law, when I put the mirror on them and show them their disease before a just and a holy God, it drives them to the foot of the great physician. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick, because he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I have to show you your sin before a just and a holy God, because America, your sin is before a just and a holy God. But at the end of my message, I also want you to understand there's the great physician right there. He's the one that can give you the answers. He is the healer. He is the one that said that he's in the generation of the righteous. He's the one that said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's right there. He's alive forevermore. Now, in saying that, I want to go over, jump really quick to another topic. What would you think if I asked you to fund my mission to teach Spanish in Mexico? You'd say to me, Bradley, you're crazy. Have you ever noticed that the professed Christians in America, they're preaching to the choir? Let me explain. When a Christian band releases an album and does a tour, what is typically their general audience? Christians. How much sense does that make? When a Christian writes a book, his general target is, you got it, Christians. When a church typically does an event, who usually comes? You guessed it, Christians. And notice I said comes to the church event. We're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. We're not to call people to come to the church, folks, outside of the fact of those that are Christians. It's our purpose to go out into the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. And that's exactly what we have been doing for 20 years in ministry. Yet, no matter where we go and no matter who we come in contact with as a ministry, we get thanked for crossing the lines or for being on the front lines and bearing fruit so that God may receive the glory. We always say, well, it's the least that we can do. It's what we're commanded to do, because it tells us in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, this is the great commission, to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. As a matter of fact, let me give you some statistics really quick. Crazy stats. Did you know that 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians? You have got to be kidding me. Matter of fact, I sat with a professor from Bethel College in Minnesota sometime back, probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And I remember we were sitting at a round table, and he said that he is the only one in the state of Minnesota that he knows of that actually goes outside of the four walls and evangelizes. What's the problem? That's the problem, America. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. That's why we do secular colleges. That's why we've done 358 public schools, friends. And the greatest demographic that we have, the greatest mission field in the world, is right in our backyard. But it's the most overlooked. Did you know that Christians' income is, on an annual basis, is $12.3 trillion? 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. $12.3 trillion goes into the regurgitation of them that profess Christianity. $213 billion is given to Christian causes yearly. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. Yet their own kids are overlooked, friends. Come on, let's open our eyes to see what's going on. Folks, these people will be sent to foreign nations to preach a gospel that they're unwilling to preach to their kids in their public schools in their own backyards. You've never lost the right. 87% of which goes to work being done among those who are already, guess what, friends, professed Christians. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. 87% of the $11.4 billion goes to work being done among those who are already Christians. I wouldn't, folks, to be honest with you, let me be real candid here with you. I wouldn't give the professed Christians in America a dime today. Unless they're out there and they got scars and testimonies to share with me, I wouldn't spend a dime on them. They ain't worth their weight in gold, friends, if there's any gold to be weighed out in the first place. God calls them reprobate silver. 12% of that money goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians. I don't even believe it's that high, friends. And only 1% among the unevangelized. Did you know, concerning a ministry like the one that you're listening to right now, less than 0.5% of 1% of funding that goes to the church actually goes to our posterity? Yes, you heard me right. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the young people. Is there something wrong with that, America? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. Now, do you wonder why the youth have such a disdain towards the older generation? You know, it's interesting, folks, because a lot of that older generation, I'll tell you, not too far from my house, there's Mystic Lakes, and there's a whole lot of older people going and spending their inheritance, gambling all the money that you go to the young people away. No wonder why there's so much disdain and reproach. No wonder why there's such a disconnect between the generations. I wonder, to the older generation, I asked the question, did your fathers do that to you? Did your mother do that to you? You know, the Bible says that you're supposed to lay up for your children's children an inheritance. Have you done that? Because if not, I wouldn't want to face God. My dad didn't. My mom didn't. Matter of fact, I never asked my dad or my mom for a penny. Nor my in-laws. Have I ever asked my parents for a penny? My in-laws. My father is a father to the fatherless. And I'll tell you what, the first thing he taught me to do is, if you want to make something out of yourself, then you're going to work hard. Why is it that ministries focused on outreach and biblical evangelism are the ones underfunded and in some cases neglected? The ills of society can not only be blamed on those who commit lawlessness, but also on those who have the knowledge and means to stop it, yet allow it to go on by their inaction. So I ask you the question, do you allow the very same things? Do you complain about the very things that you tolerate? Folks, because I want to share with you that when coming to the support of this ministry, which I rarely ask for, December's coming up and it's a downtime for ministries across the country. We need your support. And folks, I want to tell you something. We have nothing but fruit on the tree. We're not coming and asking for support because we have vision that we haven't fulfilled. No, we're on our way. We're on our way. And rather than me sitting on the radio and telling you all the things that we have done, for those that have listened to us for some time, you know exactly who we are. And we understand what William Booth said and what he meant when he said that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're out there doing the stuff, fulfilling our vision. And the vision is the end aim, our posterity, a future and a hope, and our country preserved for another 238 years. What has been given unto us, we want to give back to our kids. And for those that have paid the price concerning our veterans and those that are in the fight, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. So do consider supporting the ministry. If you'd like to see, if you'd like affiliates, if you'd like a relation or commendations, letters of commendation, you can go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and let them do the praise that belongs to God. Let them do the praising concerning the works that we have done that have glorified Christ, because that's all we have. Now, folks, we're out about 3 months right now. We're going to be going back to Texas next month, and then we're going to be going down south, and then we're going to be going over to the West Coast, and then we're going to be going over to the East Coast again. So actually, we're about three and a half months out right now. If you'd like to book us at any time or you'd like to support, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, let's get the gospel into the hands that don't know the difference. Amen. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.